Well, we're looking forward to it. We're big fans of ribs, and we're big fans of hats worn by cowboys.
All right.
In fact, in our show, A Little Nightmare Music, which we will perform, of course, as the Goodest Manager, we have some pieces where we use cowboy hats because we wanted to blend in.
I was curious, have you guys always been sort of masterclass clowns?
Masterclass clowns. Now, I've never heard those two words put together ever.
Mastercard clowns, more like.
We've always, I guess the thing that was missing for us in classical music was humor. Not that it's not there, it's just that when we were growing up, we just found concerts to be so elitist and so full of itself and taking itself way too seriously. And, you know, often concerts felt like going to a funeral, and we just thought, you know, we need to bring some kind of fresh air. And one of the ways we decided to do it was with humor.
I think it comes across incredibly well, not only the humor, but sometimes just being able to mix a little bit of pop culture. I mean, I think this last James Bond movie has been the most popular of them all. And I think people still sort of enjoy 70s sort of songs like I Will Survive.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the thing is, for us, you know, we don't make a differentiation between different styles. I mean, we are classical musicians. Of course, we love classical music. But the thing is, all the different types of music there is, pop music, folk music, and, of course, the two most important country and Western music. Those are the two most important in Texas, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Anyway, so all types of music come from the same source. And we believe that in the quality of music, and in our show, we really do have all types of music. But we don't want to appear as crossover. We call ourselves more eclectic. Many different styles that don't seem to fit together somehow fabulously do fit together. And at the same time, combined with theater and comedy, it's a special combination, I think.
I think we all love your sort of extended techniques, whether it's two befores that have been worked out to Rachmaninoff chords, or I would love to know the inspiration between that and also having a coffee stirrer to use as a sort of pizzicato on a violin.
Well, we're both composers as well as performers. And
posers also.
And we've always been interested in new compositional techniques and different ways of producing sound. So, you know, something like the milk frother that's used in I Will Survive, or the pieces of wood that are used on the piano in Rachmaninoff at Big Hands. I mean, that's a direct homage to Charles Ives, who did it the first in 1908 with his piece The Concord Sonata, where he used a piece of wood. So, and you know, many composers in the 60s were doing all kinds of stuff to the piano and to the violins, and so, you know, we just take whatever there is that we know or we see or we've heard, and we use it in our musical numbers where we think it's appropriate, and we have fun with it.
Have there been some, oh my gosh, moments? I can't believe we're hanging out with Gidon Kremer or Marta Argerich, or I was just reading that Bernard Haitink was, you know, dying of laughter.
Oh, Bernard Haitink was definitely a wow thing, the fact that he actually invited us to his 80th birthday and asked us to perform. I mean, we grew up with him being like one of the gods of classical music, and the fact that he would actually want us to be there was, of course, a big wow. We've had many wow moments. I mean, recently at our Carnegie Hall debut, we had Joshua Bell and Billy Joel jumping on stage to join us in skits. So we've been very fortunate that way.
I know there are probably, you guys get some fans from John Malkovich that may not have actually been classical music fans?
Well, the thing is, the wonderful thing is about, we have done skits with John Malkovich and with Sir Roger Moore, but the wonderful thing is our public is really very diverse, so they can be people who like those people, but I think you know, we really have people from the age of 8 to 88 in our public, Because it's, you know, the sense of humor is very international. The music making is very international. And it's funny in many ways. So kids have a blast, old folks have a blast, and everybody in the middle explodes as well.
I know actors usually savor dramatic parts, but they say comedy is the hardest. Do you guys also sort of, you know, think, gosh, you know, I love playing the Kreutzer Sonata, but, you know, comedy is kind of hard.
Well, comedy is hard, but actually, I mean, I don't, you know, I don't want to put laurels on our heads. In a way, the combination of what we're doing, we really do have a hard job, because the, you know, music is hard enough, and classic, especially a lot of the virtuoso stuff that we kind of force ourselves to play. But in combination with theater and comedy, it's very, very difficult, because very often you have to think about how to play the piece as musically, as beautifully as possible, as, you know, and about the virtuosity and the difficulty of the performance. And at the same time, you might be thinking dramatically about some joke that is coming up or some physical movement that is going to happen. At the same time, we write our own material as Igudesman and Jew, and therefore, you know, that's so much work to even write that. That's much more than writing just a classical composition or pop composition, or a theater play or a funny sketch, because it's the combination of music and sometimes spoken word or physical movement that needs to be so refined. I mean, some sketches literally take years to make. I mean, others take minutes, but most take a long time.
Well, we're looking forward to a little Nightmare Music coming up Friday night here in San Antonio, and I know you guys will be back in Austin and heading all around the United States. I would end asking, you know, I have experienced a generation where my European friends, and especially my older European friends, didn't really get P.D.Q. Bach. They might understand some of the musical jokes, but his play on words were sometimes very American and sort of they didn't find it as guffaw funny as I did. And I think maybe with the internet, and I think maybe there are different ways that you guys might approach that. Do you experience the same sort of laughter as you do in Europe that you do here in the States?
Well, the States is definitely a place that we absolutely love to perform. U.S. audiences are just very, very generous and very open and very receptive. We, as Alexei was saying, I mean, we are now at a position where when people come to our show, they really are coming from all walks of life and all ages. And so we have this enormous luxury that our audiences are basically cross-categorical. Our main demographic is between 15 to 35, but we have everything from the kid, as Alexei said, to his or her grandparent. So, and having toured a lot of the world, yes, there are, of course, cultural differences, but it's very hard to really point out and say, you know what, in Taiwan, it's like this. In Israel, it's like this. Because you can be in the same city in America and perform three nights in a row, and it will be three different audiences.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to say if there are really differences across. And also, as a result of our act, if you will, and our following, especially our internet following, we really have now people coming to our shows who've never even been to a classical music concert before. And so, and we always try to write on at least two levels. So something like Rachmaninoff at Big Hands, which you mentioned earlier, is something that if a musician or someone who is a connoisseur of music, they would know the Rachmaninoff at Big Hands, and they might even know the Rachmaninoff Prelude. And so they would see a sort of further irony with the fact that I need planks of wood to play them. But someone who has no idea will just see this very funny slapstick where Alexei's throwing these pieces of wood and the other one's struggling to try and play it, and a piece of beautiful music that still continues. And so there's this acrobatic, humoristic element which everybody can appreciate.
Yeah, well, 18 million people can't be wrong with you guys, and we're really looking forward to having you perform in San Antonio.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Thank you. We're really looking forward to